Rhonda Romero is a convener of the NOTA APEC coalition. She says the trade and military deals that characterize meetings like this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit are precisely what's driving growing wealth inequality and human rights violations around the world.
The biggest wealth disparity that we've seen, the degradation of the environment, that these policies have all led to that, you know, over the past 4 decades that we've been bombarded with them. In the closed door meetings that these CEOs are having with the heads of state of the largest countries in the world, including Biden and Xi and others, they're all going to be cutting deals that profit the biggest corporations and have been profiting the largest corporations. They expect the world's people to just accept that. And we're here in these protests to say that we reject that.
Organizers estimated that a crowd of up to 2,000 rallied at the Embarcadero and then marched up Market Street. Tess Wellborn of San Francisco attended the rally.
And capitalism sucks, and it's not free trade. There's all kinds of rigged things that make sure that corporations benefit over people. And after rallies like this, we have to do additional actions. It's the bodies on the gears of the machine.
So did Mirtha Rizvi of Oakland.
The imbalance that we're seeing in society today is fundamentally wrong, that we really need to re-envision what society should be so that not only those in power and those few at the top benefit.
A large contingent of Palestinian rights activists protesting the Gaza war took part in the action. They denounced President Joe Biden for his support of Israel and for failing to call for a ceasefire. They included one of the rally's MCs, a spokesperson for the Palestinian youth movement.
We are here today because the criminals are in San Francisco. Genocide Joe is coming here. And the CEOs of the military companies that are providing the missiles that are attacking the Shifa Hospital, that are genociding our people in Gaza, are here today and this week.
Climate justice activists warned about global trade deals that undermine the pursuit of green climate policies. Will Wilczko is coordinator of Bay Climate Action. Wilczko pointed to the $14 billion lawsuit the Canadian company, formerly called TransCanada, filed against the U.S. after President Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. It would have carried polluting tar sands oil from Canada to refineries on the U.S. Gulf Coast.
And so that's $14 billion that taxpayers might have to pay. And that's one example of a trade attack on climate action. Other examples are that countries can essentially take each other to court over climate change policies or over policies that they're using to create a green new economy for their within their countries.
More than 1,200 global CEOs are holding a meeting on the sidelines of the APEC summit and will meet with world leaders. Among those scheduled to attend are the heads of ExxonMobil, Uber, and Elon Musk, head of X, formerly known as Twitter. Rhonda Romero of the NOTA APEC Coalition laughed when KPFA asked whether groups like hers are invited to participate.
Groups like ours never have a seat at the table. The corporate CEOs that are here also paid millions of dollars to host the event in San Francisco. They don't ask us to come. They also don't ask if it's okay to use taxpayer dollars to host the thousands, literally thousands of extra police officers from many different departments across the Bay Area to host this thing.
Organizers plan what they're calling a large-scale, well-organized, high-visibility action to shut down the APEC summit on Wednesday. For KPFA News in San Francisco, I'm Eileen Alfandari.